from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather swept across the plains on Friday. A massive tornado damaged hundreds of homes near Omaha, Nebraska. Jason Sunday served in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, but said he has never been as scared as he was Friday afternoon.
The noise was so loud. I'm not too afraid to admit it. I was crying like a baby.
His home was flattened a month after moving in. Authorities are crediting early warning systems for minimizing serious injuries. No deaths have been reported, but ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore says today there's a risk of severe weather ranging from Joplin, Missouri through Tulsa, Oklahoma City, all the way to Wichita Falls, Texas.
This is where we have the highest tornado threat. We're not just talking any tornadoes. We could see very violent tornadoes this afternoon. Not only that, these storms are dumping copious amounts of rain, anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, but locally higher. This is going to lead to the risk for flash flooding in the same zones that are going to be deeply impacted by that threat for violent tornadoes.
It's the second week of demonstrations and tent encampments at U.S. colleges over the war in Gaza. ABC Stephanie Ramos is at Columbia University in New York.
Outside Columbia University, pro-Israel counter-protesters calling for the release of hostages.
The release of hostages must come first and foremost in order to end the suffering on both sides.
Jewish students called on Columbia to keep every student safe.
U.S. committing $6 billion in military aid to Ukraine, the largest amount to date. ABC's Louis Martinez has more from the Pentagon on how it'll be used.
Defense Secretary Austin talking about how the United States and other countries are going to provide more Patriot systems, those launchers that Ukraine is so desperately asking for as Russia keeps launching more attacks on Ukraine's cities. The question is, when will they arrive, given that they're in such dire need?
You're listening to ABC News. Former President Trump's longtime assistant testified at his hush money trial Friday that he kept contact information for two women he's accused of paying hush money.
Graf's testimony was brief, but all those years of record keeping packing a punch. She kept Trump's calendar and his contacts, and Graf told the jury she entered information for porn star Stormy Daniels, including her mobile phone number. And there was more. Graf testified she had a vague recollection of seeing Daniels in Trump Tower.
The Mass Transit Authority in Los Angeles is declaring an emergency after a series of violent attacks on trains and buses.
After a woman was stabbed to death on a Metro train and a series of violent attacks, Metro, which is LA's bus and train system, is declaring a public safety emergency. Metro will acquire barriers for buses to protect the drivers. Assaults on drivers have been rising. LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger told a hearing more needs to be done.
I will not ride our transit system by myself. I am afraid.
There's a call for more security cameras, facial recognition, and other technology. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Police in Chicago issued an arrest warrant for a suspect wanted in the murder last weekend of Chicago police officer Luis Huesca. Police are still searching for the suspect, identified as 22-year-old Xavier Tate Jr. And New York City's transit authority says a toll to drive into Manhattan's Central Business District, $15 for most cars, will go into effect June 30th. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.